We're visiting with Madison girls basketball coach Bill Neinsted here on the Area Coach's Corner. And Coach, Chase County gave you guys fits. I know you guys held a lead early in that game, and then Chase County just took control from there. You know, what'd you learn from Tuesday night?
Well, one, I learned that Chase County played really, really well. They were well prepared and executed really well and played with a high level of energy. Two, I learned that when we're not whole, and this was our first game to play where we were missing a key player, that when we're not whole, it makes a big difference for us. And that when we graded our film, we only had one player out of the seven who played the bulk of our minutes who graded out at average. Nobody graded at above average, and a lot of people graded significantly below average. So when we don't play well, we don't have a very big margin of error. So we have to be healthy, and we have to play well. Because we don't overwhelm teams with, you know, size or quickness or anything like that. So we have to be, you know, really good and play well together.
We mentioned in pregame on Tuesday night how every game is big for you right now because your seeding happens on Saturday with the quarterfinals in 1A Division One, you know, being next week. And right now that loss moved you guys to the three spot, and you still got one more big game against a really quality opponent coming up tomorrow night.
That's absolutely right. You know, we if we had won out this week, we would have finished in a three-way tie probably for first, at least a two-way tie. I think there'll be a two-way tie anyway with Opie and Flint Hills, and a coin flip will decide that. But if we don't get a win on Friday, we could drop to the five and play a road game. So we, you know, could have played ourselves from all the way down from a potential one to a five. It's another big game. Our kids know that. We've got to get better at playing well in big games. We've had three of them probably, I'd say, that were clearly big games, one for a championship game in a tournament early in the year. Didn't play well. We were kind of flat and didn't have much, played a little scared. Then our game up at Burlingame was right on the heels of a game where we had kind of set ourselves up to be back in the league championship race, and we didn't perform well there. And then this one, Tuesday night, was probably the worst performance of the season for us. And that was knowing that we had the one seed in our sights. I'm excited to see how we will respond. You know, you think that each of these losses that we've had in those kind of big moments is a learning experience, and maybe it'll be our turn to respond well to that Friday, and then as we move forward the rest of the season.
Visiting with Madison girls basketball coach Bill Neinsted here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, as we mentioned, Linden coming up on Friday, tomorrow night, and that's a home game for you guys, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
So you get some home court advantage. Linden, a solid team. They had a close one on Tuesday with Waverly, and they beat Waverly by 6 points. But, Coach, they're probably in the same situation as you guys with their sub-state, trying to get their record better as well for their sub-state seeding. But this one's just as important as you got for you guys because your seeding is coming up on Saturday.
Right. I would agree with that. And, we know that the Neisler girl is a really, really good player, sophomore guard that can also go down inside and score. They are playing, looks like about eight kids on a regular basis. So they have some depth. and they're 10-8, but two of those wins are against Chase County that just drubbed us on Tuesday. So we will need to be, you know, sharp, focused, and give our best physical effort as well.
And you have one more regular season game coming up on Monday with Wichita Home School, and then you see when you play that quarterfinal game in the Flint Hills sub-state.
Right, and that would probably be Thursday, I believe. So, yeah, still a lot of basketball to play, and just hope that we can continue to get better and then, you know, keep extending our season each time we are given an opportunity to do that in the postseason.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow night with Linden, and best of luck on Monday with Wichita Home School, and best of luck in that quarterfinal game with whoever it is on Thursday of next week, and we'll talk to you again in two more weeks.
All right. Thanks very much, Dylan. Take care.
That's Madison girls basketball coach Bill Nineshead. Join us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Shanky Well Service, and Cody Thurston Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Country 101.7 FM.